Our next public hearing is subdivision 2005-38 J.F. Pratt.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Northwest Fork Hundred, Sussex County, dividing 24.18 acres into 17 lots. Located west of Route 562, 879 feet north of Route 566. And again, I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments relating to the TAC report.
Mr. Chairman, this application was reviewed by the TAC committee September 21st. Last year, that report will be made a part of the record. On March the 8th, we received a letter from DelDOT. It's a letter of no objection in reference to the entrance location. And on May the 4th, we received a letter from Robert Hunsberger opposed to this application. On May the 8th, there was a letter received from Allen and Bernice Parsons in opposition. And today we received a letter, or it's a petition, with 8 signatures. That's opposed to the application. I'll pass down the copies for those, and they will be made a part of the record. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
I just, Mr. Chairman, before you go further, I'd like to add, too, that there was a copy of the proposed restrictive covenants that was delivered, and I've reviewed those, and they appear to comply in all respects with the requirements of the things that I look at.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes, my name is Martin Cosgrove. I'm an attorney at Moore & Rutt here in Georgetown. Excuse me. My bar number is 3718 for the record as well.
Outstanding. I think we have your number on file.
But I think you do, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you just the same for advising it of us again. Mr. Robertson will verify it in the morning, make sure that it is, in fact, on the bar list.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I represent Jay Pratt, who has applied for subdivision of parcel number 131-9-15.4, located on Progress School Road, west of Bridgeville, Sussex County, Delaware. This parcel, as was mentioned, is 24.18 acres. This property was originally subdivided in 1995, and that was for 33 lots. The current subdivision plan has reduced that from 33 lots to 17 lots, and each lot in this subdivision is a minimum of 3/4 of an acre. If I believe that the plat that you have currently in front of the commission, lot number 7 was a problematic lot for us. It is 5/100 of an acre shy of that 3/4 of an acre minimum. We have had that redone and have that up to an even 3/4 of an acre. And I have that plat if the commission wishes to see that, and I have copies for everyone. As far as this parcel of property, the majority of it is field. Towards the west of it, there is a tree line denoted across the property. And then there, at the end of the property, is a wetland designation that's also wooded. The plan for this project is to keep as many trees as possible on the property. The lots that are on beyond the tree line will be wooded lots, and there are provisions in the restrictions about tree cutting and putting that before the homeowners association, that there are as many trees as possible will be maintained. As far as the trees that are beyond the wetlands line, that will be untouched. In addition, the wetlands area, the wooded wetlands area, has not been subdivided. It is going to remain as is and not owned by any of the property owners. As far as factors that the committee considers for approval of a subdivision, there's 17 of them, 17 factors that are considered under Chapter 99, Section 9. And I know it's been a long night, and I'll briefly go through them.
You have to create a record.
I understand. I understand it's been a long night for everyone.
Go ahead. It's your meeting.
The first factor is the integration of the proposed subdivision into the existing terrain and surrounding landscape. In this area west of Bridgeville, there is another subdivision about 1,500 feet from this subdivision. This is a mostly rural area. However, Big Pine Estates, I said, is about 1,500 feet, and that has 15 single-family homes located within that. Again, we're proposing 17 homes, which was reduced from the 33. So we're in conformity with what's in the area. There's also road frontage lots along Route 462 directly in front of this proposed subdivision. There is going to be a set-off of this subdivision from the road with open space, and I believe the shortest distance is about 330 feet from the road. And again, the majority of the woodland at the back of this parcel, specifically the wetlands woodland, is going to be completely maintained, and the wooded lots are going to remain wooded with preserving as many trees as possible to maintain the appearance as it is now. The second factor is minimal use of wetlands and floodplains. Again, wooded wetlands are going to be untouched as part of this project. The third factor is the preservation of natural and historic features. We haven't found any historic features to this property. As far as the natural features, there's going to be minimal grading of the terrain. And again, that wooded portion, the wetlands untouched, and the woods area as minimal as possible. Preservation of open space and scenic views. Again, we're going with minimum 3/4 acre lots. So we're spreading the houses out, and there's only 17 houses on this 24-acre parcel. There's open space at the entrance of the subdivision so that we don't have houses creeping right up onto the road. It's setting it back from the road. And again, we're having the wooded areas in the back. There's a 30-foot buffer around the sides of this proposed subdivision that has been planted with two rows of Leland cypress already. And there are plans to put shade trees intermingled in there depending on what the neighbors and or purchasers would like to see, different types of trees planted. The fifth factor is the minimization of tree vegetation, soil removal, and grade changes. Again, the woods in the back, the wetland woods, will not be touched. There'll be minimal of the other trees cut. And again, there does not need to be a whole lot of soil removal or site work done, being that it's already a stable field. Sixth factor is screening of objectionable features from the neighboring properties and roadways. Again, we have that set off where we're going to be a minimum of 330 feet from the roadway. There are road lots along the road that will be blocking some of what is built back there. We will have the 30-foot buffers that are already planted, and there's that natural tree buffer in the back that will remain undisturbed. Provisions for water supplies is the seventh factor. There are going to be individual wells, and the eighth factor is sewage disposal, and there will be private septic systems which have been approved for each lot. The ninth factor is the prevention of pollution of surface water, prevention of pollution of surface and groundwater. At this point, this is it's in agricultural use right now. I believe it's planted with beans at this point. By switching the agriculture use over to lawns, we feel that there's going to be a lower level of fertilizer and therefore nutrients that are put into the soil by just having standard lawns. The 10th is minimization of erosion and sediment. Swales and stormwater management will be utilized. The wetlands will act as a buffer for any wastewater, and there is a tack ditch at the corner of the property, and the water will be filtered through that. The 11th factor are provisions for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and to adjacent ways. If you'll notice, this is not a loop-style development. It's three cul-de-sacs. That's going to prevent a traffic flow, keep speed down. There are no proposed sidewalks, and in where this is located, there are no sidewalks on the 462 or any of the other adjoining roads. And we don't feel that the sidewalks would be in character with this neighborhood because, again, they're large lots and the houses are going to be spread out. Also, DelDOT had no objection to the entrance. We're also going to propose a bus stop at the entrance of the development for any children in the neighborhood for safety with them. The 12th factor is the effect on area property values. The houses in this development at this point are projected between $200,000 and $250,000. I do have pictures of three homes that were built on the road. It's the same builder that's going to be building this project out. If the commission would like to see those, I know they weren't submitted within the 72 hours, but these are the style of homes that we are proposing to build in this development.
I don't know if there's any real problem with submitting them. I don't know that the commission needs to see them necessarily either. It's up to the commission on that.
Pictures of?
Of other types of houses, but yeah.
Thank you.
The house.
We also feel, as far as affecting area property values, they're building a quality and attractive product, and they feel that they're going to provide working families with a reasonably affordable house in the low $200,000 range. Preservation and conservation of farmland. As I mentioned, this is an agricultural use right now. It's a small field, as you can see where the tree line and the wood delineation are. It's also an irregular shape. It's not appropriate for a pivot for irrigation. And my client right now lets a farmer farm it, and that way he doesn't have to cut it and there's no payment for it. It's not big enough to get big equipment in and really make money off of it. The 14th factor are effects on schools, public buildings, and community facilities. We're only proposing 17 units. Even if we had two children per unit, that's 34 kids that would affect the school system. Community facilities really aren't any in the immediate vicinity. The 15th factor is the effect on area roadways and public transportation. It's Western Sussex County, so there's very limited public transportation in that area. As far as the roadways, again, we only have 17 units, and it'll be minimal impact on the local roadways. The compatibility with other area land uses. This is a rural area. There are road lots. Some my client has developed, others were developed before that are right in front of the entrance to this development. As I previously mentioned, within 1,500 feet of this development, there's a 15-unit subdivision, so it's not completely out of character with the area. And the final factor is the effect on area waterways. There's a tax ditch that's adjacent to this property, but there are no natural waterways, rivers, real lakes, or streams. There's that little wetlands area at the back, and that's being preserved and will not be affected in this. We have reviewed the two letters of objection. The petition we did not see when we checked the file. I know the one issue that was raised in the letter of objection by Mr. Parsons was bald eagles is one thing that he mentioned. And my client's an avid outdoorsman and also enjoys the bald eagles. And I'm going to let him address that. He lives adjacent to this property, hunts it, and is intimately familiar with it. As far as what he's seen as evidence of bald eagles.
Here's a copy of the letters and the petition if you haven't seen it.
I have not seen the petition.
Petition's on the last page.
Thank you.
My name is Jay Pratt, 18216 Progress School Road, Bridgeville, Delaware. I hunt the property there, and I have seen eagles. Never have lit on my property or in the field that I've ever seen. It's a rare occasion to see one, and I enjoy seeing them, but you just don't see many around there. They seem to stay by the tax ditches and larger waterways. So I travel the property every day to walk it or ride my four-wheeler around it to make sure my trees are doing okay, the Leland Cypress. And it's really great when you see one, but you just don't see many out there. It's a rare occasion when you do.
They don't have any nests?
Absolutely, there's no nest. Yeah. There's no nesting pairs. In the area, there's no nesting pairs.
Has anybody checked with Fish and Wildlife Service?
No.
I think they would make the final ruling on that.
I think they could sit out there for 2 weeks and never see one. They might get lucky and see one.
Again, I think Fish and Wildlife Service are the ones that make that determination.
And since that's been raised by, as a concern with the neighbors, we would call DENREC or Fish and Wildlife and have them investigate that.
I think it'd be a good idea.
As far as the concerns of the neighbors about this property being developed, That's a concern with everybody in Sussex County, especially Western Sussex County, with development kind of moving there. This was a 33-acre subdivision. That's how it's on, at least how it's recorded. It's been backed down to 17 units, and they're three-quarter acre lots. It's irregularly shaped, and it's deep. It's not going to affect what people see from the roads. The back area, especially where Mr. Parsons is, and you can see that on the plat, Mr. Parsons is on the other side of the woods, the wetland woods, that's not going to be disturbed. The 30-foot buffers have already been planted with the Leland cypress, which is a quick-growing evergreen. And that will, again, buffer what people see to lessen any impact that people would see with a subdivision in the area. I think that's all we have right now.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Gordy.
Mr. Pratt, how long have you owned this piece of property?
I think I bought it on May 10th, I believe, of 2005.
Uh-huh. And who owned it before?
Larry Willey. In fact, we had a meeting here before. I think you remember that. And you wouldn't consider that subdivision because there were no up-to-date perk tests.
Okay, I thought that was the same area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was another problem. He had 20 lots he had approved then, and there was a lot that was stuck up close to my lot, and the road was going in close to the neighbor, so we did away with that. Now the road comes in the middle, and there are no houses next to me or the neighbor. They're all behind us. So we addressed that problem, and the neighbors are satisfied. I don't think any of them are thrilled with more houses coming in, but they're coming from every direction anyway.
But where do you live in relation to this?
I live immediately adjacent to it on Progress School Road. I mean, there's 300 feet between me and my neighbor, and that would be the entrance, approximately 300 feet. That would be the entrance into it.
And I think, not to interrupt, I think that's on the plat. You can see Mr. Pratt is to the south of the entrance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You're right there. Too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And you say it's under cultivation right now?
When Larry had it, he mowed it. But I didn't want to, bear that expense, so I let a farmer farm it for free. It was hard to find one to even do it because it's so small of a piece of ground.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
Yeah, just one question. Just when I rode by the site on 562, looking at this plot, I didn't see this Whitney's Road.
In the back of the parcel?
Yes.
That's a dirt road and used more of an access for the big field that's way in the back. It's another gentleman owns that. But it's just a dirt road and used for hunters and farmers, period.
It's not a public road.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. It's gated. The farmer, he didn't put a key on it or anything, but he's got a chain right around it. Look like it's got a key, and so people stay out of there unless he's using it or the people he rents the farm to or lets them hunt it.
Mr. Burton?
No question.
Mr. Lang?
Just to jog my memory, Shane, if you would, this was approved as a subdivision.
Back in 90.
90, and then was sunset.
96, and it was sunset.
Yeah, and then I caught a sunset in 02. Mr. Willie reapplied, and then there were some problems that was stated by Mr. Pratt.
He didn't have septic, not dated septic.
Right.
And, yeah.
So, yeah, I just wanted to familiarize you. No, I don't have any questions.
They just
trying to think about the history of the site.
Yeah, I remember it the first time, 95 or 6.
And I think you have to take strong weight to the fact that it was approved one time before. And I'm not, it doesn't mean you guys can do whatever you want to do.
I was just trying to jog my memory of the history of it.
The history, yeah. Counts.
And I'll make Larry was, his partner was, I think it was the guy, Larry's Mobile Homes, him and partners, and they were going to put mobile homes out there. So I think this is a much more attractive way to do this property and will definitely increase the people's home or value, the values of the homes around them. It's pretty obvious.
Counts.
No question, sir.
Okay. Robertson.
No questions.
Okay. Gentlemen, if you take a seat, we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-38? In favor? Okay. Come right ahead.
I'm Barbara Dickerson, builder. I live in Lincoln, Delaware. We have bought two lots out in that area. We have a house that we're building out there now, and we've had one that we just sold. We are the builders for the property, hopefully. And I just wanted to say that we build high-end houses, and they're not slouch. They're between $200,000 and $250,000 houses.
The lot home package or just for the house?
Pardon me?
The lot home package or just
correct.
For the house?
The lot home package.
Okay. Okay. All right. Very good. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-38? Okay, does anyone on the commission have any questions? If not, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda.